This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. This is KUT. Solar panels could become more expensive soon. That's if the Trump administration imposes tariffs on cheaper panels made in China. No one knows yet what the president will decide to do. But as KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, that uncertainty may already be costing solar jobs in Texas.
Scott Canada is Senior Vice President of Renewable Energy for McCarthy Building Companies. He says this year, McCarthy had plans for a solar farm in West Texas outside of Fort Stockton.
It was a 100-megawatt solar photovoltaic project. It would have been built in over the next 18 months. It generally would have employed probably 300 to 400 people at its peak, depending on how tight the schedule was being compressed.
That's now been put on hold and likely canceled thanks to the possibility of the tariffs.
Solar panels account for roughly 40% of the cost of a solar plant. So if those prices move significantly, they can make the project uneconomic.
The possibility of tariffs arose in September when the U.S. International Trade Commission agreed with two U.S. solar panel manufacturers that they were being hurt by less expensive Chinese imports. There was an irony in that decision. The tariffs meant to help those U.S. manufacturers could end up costing more U.S. solar jobs by making panels less affordable.
Here in Texas, the solar industry supports over 15,000 jobs, nearly all of them in areas other than solar cell manufacturing.
Charlie Hemmeline is the executive director of the Texas Solar Power Association.
You've got jobs from project development, sales and marketing, and engineering and construction, and a whole lot of others that would really only be harmed.
Different types of solar projects would be affected differently by tariffs, says Joshua Rhodes, a fellow at UT's Energy Institute.
Right. The increase in price will be felt a lot more at the utility scale than it will at the residential scale.
That's because the basic cost of panels makes up more of the total cost of big utility scale projects. Now, adding to the uncertainty, a lot of the impact to U.S. solar projects depends not just on whether the administration decides to impose tariffs, but how high they might be.
I think it'll be really interesting to see kind of how this plays out. Trump was just in China, so it'll be interesting to see how the conversations he had over there play out over here.
But regardless of how it plays out, Scott Canada says some of the damage to his company is already done.
Most of our projects for next year, if they are not already booked, have been placed on hold. And then the question is there enough clarity early this year that we can recover 2019?
The president is supposed to announce a decision on the tariffs by early January. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.